Friends, over the last several broadcasts, I have been bringing you information, facts, and evidence about my concerns over Musk and his Doge Eat Doge agency, which I think might actually be staffed by bots and not the young kids that they are trotting out in the media. In fact, I'm going to do a deep dive on that coming up in a video in a few days. From the very beginning of The Healthy American, I have literally been at the helm of truth and freedom. My whole platform is about exposing government corruption and overreach and tyranny. That requires not putting on a jersey for one team or another, but actually looking at evidence, allowing your perspective to be challenged, and critical thinking, which is basically asking questions and digging deeper. So when I was exposing the government overreach related to the cooties hogwash, and I showed with evidence, especially in the state of California, in all the states, as a matter of fact, but California was one of the most tyrannical, how the state of emergency was not under any type of legitimate authority. So I exposed that and people were grateful for my help. When I exposed the hypocrisy and the lack of any legal authority for you to suffocate yourself or to become a human pincushion or to be the recipient of a nasal swab attack, y'all applauded me as well. And when I did my deep digging on the public circuits, as I have coined that, showing the deep corruption in Orange County, California, where the FBI finally took me up on all of my calls and emails and exposure of Andrew Dodo, yes, that's his name, and the millions and millions of dollars that he funneled to his daughter, Doe, who bought a house and bought other things, and the FBI finally investigated, and yes, they were found guilty. Nobody batted an eye there. But when it comes to Musk and asking questions, or RFK Jr. for that matter, or Trump for that matter, or Netanyahu for that matter, suddenly I am out of my lane. I am ridiculous. I have gone too far. I am negative and I am cynical. Well, I am cynical. And that goes by another name. That's called critical thinking. And I would rather be cynical than gullible. So yes, I ask questions. I dig deeper. I don't take things at face value. I've exposed a lot of the orchestrated events over the years as well. Many of you flocking to the channel in the tens of thousands to see what Peggy Hall's take was on the latest shootings and other events. Yet when it comes to bringing you actual facts and evidence about Elon Musk, somehow you turn a blind eye. And I am so grateful for those of you that have taken time to actually think deeply, to question these events, and to not be carried away with all of the fanfare, while the opportunity for increased, while the opportunity for continued government oppression and tyranny marches on. That's all I'm doing is looking out for you. So it's shocking to me that the very people that could be applauding my work, and I don't do it for applause, I do it for God, and I do it for you. I want to be in service to others, and I want to maintain my own health freedom, my own integrity and dignity. I want to live in freedom. So that's why I do this work. So it's stunning to me that rather than just answer a few simple questions, people just don't want to hear it. So I want to share with you in just a moment. In fact, let's do that right now. I am going to show you that I did several videos about Elon Musk, and I am no fan of Musk. He is being investigated by the USDA for animal torture. Now, I do not like to do and expose you to traumatic images or messages, so I'm not going to share with you exactly what he did to these poor monkeys and sheep and pigs in the name of preparing you for your brain chip. And apparently all y'all back there want to line up and take it. So over here on my YouTube channel, instead of clicking on the home, you need to click on videos and also my lives. I do a lot of videos live and I've got many videos about Elon Musk and my concerns. In fact, I've got playlists and you can click on playlists and you can find the ones about Elon Musk, about the fires, about Trump, about, Elon Musk, AI, RFK Jr. So you can look at those if you would like to have more information about that. I also have a Substack where I do written analysis of my videos and the issues. And I did this one about asking a simple question. Will Doge investigate the billions going to Musk? So Musk was being investigated by the USAID, the USDA, the FAA, and there are more, which I'm going to share with you in just a moment, for fraud, waste, and abuse. How convenient that he shut down those agencies without any legislative oversight. Poof. Those investigations have vanished. Now, it's not just the USAID and the USDA. Let me share with you, I've compiled some more information. It seems like every day that goes by, others are watching my videos because just today, Time Magazine came out with a deep dive on all of the agencies. And I'm no fan of Time Magazine, but this is factual information that you can also verify. So here we go. The USAID, the FAA, the USDA, the FDA, the Department of Transportation all have multiple investigations against Musk. And so I have let me share this with you and then I'll just ask my simple question. So Elon Musk's foe, Phyllis Fong, who was investigating his brain implant startup Neuralink, was forcefully removed from office after refusing to comply with the conditions of her termination. Is that like bullying? Friends, even if you are in favor of what Musk is doing, you have to admit that this is a conflict of interest, and it is basically the fox guarding the hen house. How Elon Musk's anti-government crusade could benefit Tesla and his other businesses. That was another headline, and that came from Time Magazine. My own investigation here, my own information, I found that the U.S. Department of Transportation is investigating Neuralink over the movement of hazardous pathogens. The FDA cited Neuralink's animal testing laboratory for objectionable conditions or practices. So those of you that are supporting Musk that also care about animals like I do, I want you to listen to this carefully. The Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine has also spoken out and was spearheading these complaints and investigations. And here we have it. The Physicians Committee was the first group to obtain internal records from the University of California, Davis, where Neuralink conducted painful, deadly experiments on monkeys. Over a number of years, many of those records were released to the public by the Physicians Committee in February of 2022. I'm not going to expose you to the unbelievable, unspeakable cruelty that was inflicted by Elon Musk upon these animals. It's despicable. It's reprehensible. It is non-human. And I'm beginning to wonder if he is even human. He certainly doesn't have a human heart. Oh, but he wants to share his heart with yours. Yes, we all know about his love salute. I really feel sorry for those that are duped by this fraud. In response to the Physicians Committee complaint, alleging violations of the Federal Animal Welfare Act by Neuralink and UC Davis, the U.S. Department of Agriculture inspected both facilities. Now, a violation of the law did occur, but it was wiped away due to a now forbidden agency policy designed to remove such incidents from public records. So all of this going in and clearing out these agencies that were investigating him, that doesn't raise a red flag for you. That's all I need you to answer. Should Musk be investigated just like the USAID is being investigated and the other agencies, the Department of Education, the Department of Transportation, the FAA, all of these agencies had active investigations against Elon Musk. These are facts. All right. There's no snark here. These are facts. And these are red flags. It's stunning to me that people can say, well, I'm going to share that with you in just a moment. Basically, that Musk is doing this for you. You really think he is doing this for you? What has he done for you? Nothing. Okay. He wants to put a chip in your brain. He tortures animals. He lied about sending a car into outer space. Yeah, outer space. So he's a fake, phony, and fraud. Do you know that expression, front man? Or agent provocateur, right? You've got someone propped up like a face to the operation, to the sting operation. That's how I see it, friends. All right. The Department of Transportation, fined Neuralink for violations of federal hazardous materials laws. This was back in 2023. More from the Department of Transportation. There were crash investigations into Tesla's partially automated vehicles, a Justice Department criminal probe examining whether Musk and Tesla have overstated their car's self-driving capabilities, and a government mandate to report crash data on vehicles using technology like Tesla's autopilot. Now, there was a quote from someone who worked there previously who says, "I've lost count of the number of investigations that are underway with Tesla. Now they will all be gone." So this gets rid of the checks and balances. I'm going to do a deep dive on the problems that I see with Doge. And that will be upcoming for in another video. There's a lot to dig into, and I want to take a very rational, sober-minded approach to that. So you can share that with others that are still applauding this figure who stands to benefit from wiping the slate clean. He has gotten billions and billions and billions of your money and mine. And apparently he needs more because he is just wiping away these investigations. His wealth has come from federal tax dollars. That's where it has come from. His companies are not profitable. Dig into it. I've done the research. You can as well. So a host of Musk's other businesses, this comes from the Times report here, Time Magazine, I should say. Today, after I did my video yesterday, I find that interesting, such as his aerospace company SpaceX and his social media company X are also subjects of federal investigations. Musk's businesses are intertwined with the federal government, pocketing hundreds of millions, it's actually billions of dollars in contracts. SpaceX, for example, has secured nearly $20 billion in federal funds since 2008 to send the astronauts into space, because that's exactly what we should be doing with our money. Don't help Asheville, and certainly don't help Lahaina or Los Angeles now. Come now. We should be sending astronauts into space. Yeah, I'll show you that picture as a reminder in just a moment. Tesla has received $42 million from the U.S. government. And he has now, Musk is, this is what the article says, Musk is enthusiastically backed Trump's third bid for the White House. He was the largest donor to the campaign. So apparently he outspent Miriam Adelson, who had hundreds of millions of dollars going to Trump, as I understand it. So Musk sent $270 million to Trump's political campaigns, most of it in the final months. All right. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, which is part of the Department of Transportation, has six pending investigations against Tesla. And that's not all, folks. Wait, there's more. It's no laughing matter. Other federal agencies are also investigating Musk and Tesla. And all of these could be sidelined now that Musk is just doing a clean sweep of these agencies. I bet you didn't know that when you were applauding him, did you? No, it's not really promoted in the news. Okay. The SEC, the Security and Exchange Commission, and the Justice Department, so two separate agencies, are separately investigating whether Musk and Tesla overstated the autonomous capabilities of their vehicles, which means people wanted to invest in that company based on their comments about the technology. That is illegal. I actually worked for a school many years ago, many, many years ago, and the owners ended up in federal prison because they overstated the number of schools that they said they had opened. So when they presented that to investors, investors were investing based on the information they were given. And that is what basically is happening here, overstating the capabilities to increase the investments. And that's illegal. But of course, don't question Musk. He's doing good for y'all. He's shuttering these agencies. Now, the Justice Department has another probe, another investigation into whether Tesla misled customers about how far its electric vehicle can travel before needing a charge. Friends, I've exposed the hypocrisy of these electric vehicles many times. You want to drive one, drive one. Just don't think you're doing anything good for the environment. They're built using coal, gas, oil. I mean, they're not made from factories being run on wind farms. So it's just, the hypocrisy is astounding. The National Labor Relations Board is also investigating Musk, and there are 12 allegations leveled by workers at the Tesla plants, all right, about the dangers there. These are facts, my friends. The EEOC, an agency that I'm very familiar with because of all of the work that I did helping thousands upon thousands of people keep their jobs, keep their lives without getting the jab. And of course, I was clever enough to understand all of that, but I'm not clever enough to question the almighty Musk. Just having a little fun here, friends. The EEOC is asking a federal judge to force Tesla to enact reforms and pay compensatory and punitive damages and back pay to Black employees who said that they were subjected to racist attacks. And then in a federal lawsuit, the agency has alleged that supervisors and other employees at Tesla's plant in California routinely hurled racist insults at Black employees. But don't worry about that. All of these investigations are probably just going to be shut down, wiped off the slate, because President Musk is in charge. Well, friends, let me share this picture with you. And if you are not questioning this fake, phony, and fraud, hey, I calls it like I sees it. It's about time. This is the picture that he said he sent this space robot into space in a car. Yeah, of course he did. One of my very astute Healthy Americans had this to say. He said, "Keep up the good work, Peggy. We know that people only like the truth that fits their beliefs. So all truth will undoubtedly cause strife to some of your followers. I'm sure most like your big pharma truth. Others like your weather manipulation truth. Others like your non-spinning world truth. Others like your left versus right divide deception truth. Others, your RFK Elon Shill truth. Only few are far enough along in their truth journey to understand you are absolutely spot on. Not that we can't all be wrong on occasion. However, there are several things that we can be bold about in our discernment and questioning." So these were the questions that I had. And it's just interesting to me that no one seems to want to answer them. They're very straightforward. To summarize, the topic of my recent videos have been about how Doge appears to be obliterating these government agencies in the name of we the people. You know, the government finally cares about you, not just your hard-earned money that they steal out of your paycheck or your Social Security check every month. I see how people can be applauding these actions. After all, who doesn't want to see fraud, waste, and abuse be punished? That's exactly what I've been crowing about all of these years. But my basic question that no one seems to want to answer, except a very few number, and I applaud those with the integrity and dignity and ability to actually question some of this. But my simple question is, will Doge also investigate the billions of dollars that are going to Musk and his companies and all of the companies that I broke down for you yesterday? There are a lot of subsidiaries of SpaceX, Tesla, and so forth. So not only will my question is, will they be investigating where that money is going? Will these other investigations continue as well? And are you in favor of that? Or is Musk untouchable? I know people don't like my humor. So when I called him Hair Musk or President Musk, people didn't. Some of you thought that was funny. So as I mentioned, Musk is being investigated by multiple federal agencies. So nothing to see here, folks. The fox guarding the hen house, you are okay with that. Certainly he's doing this for you, not for himself. That's my question. And my other question, what great humanitarianism things has Musk done? Has he been building schools and places for people to live? Has he been helping with the crackdown on crime and homelessness? I'm not sure that that's what he's been doing. So why suddenly now is he a great humanitarian? Kind of like Granny Gates. So the way I see it is he is dismantling these agencies to serve himself, not you. I would like to know if you think that Musk and his billions should be investigated. And if not, why not? A simple question. Think it over, dig deeper, and I would like to see Doge investigate the millions, the billions going to Musk. And I would like to see these other investigations reach their conclusion, not to say that we can trust that they would have been done without corruption, but I don't want to see the checks and balances of our government be wiped away. Did you see that J.D. Vance said, well, judges can't restrict the president's power? Oh, really? Well, why is it then that federal judges shut down Biden's mandates for federal workers to become human pincushions? Just asking, just asking. All right, friends, I think we went on long enough. Stay with me because tomorrow I'm going to bring you this very thoughtful analysis of why it is people are blind to their saviors, to their heroes, to those that they prop up that are beyond questioning. She has some very powerful insights that I want to share with you. Then I want to talk about this later on, this concept of a false dichotomy of either this way or that way, and there's nothing in between. I'm going to answer the question that people have posed related to this false dichotomy, related to RFK Jr. Well, if not him, Peggy, there's no one else that could be right for the job. That's a false dichotomy. Out of everyone in the United States, there's no one qualified that could be confirmed for that job. Well, how did we get along with them all these years so far? And I know that's kind of a loaded question because there have been many questionable actions by these former secretaries. I'm going to give you a list of those individuals that I would love to see nominated for that position. And the larger picture is not falling into this logical reasoning error, this error in logic of the false dichotomy of the two extreme choices. Thank you so much for being on board. Remember to get on that free Substack. Remember to answer the questions that I'm posing. And I appreciate you being here as critical thinkers, as smart, savvy, sophisticated, and supportive, healthy Americans. See you soon, everybody.